For the Texas Tech Public Media Newsroom, I'm Casey Ellingson. Counting homeless Texans could be a challenge this year, thanks to additional COVID safety measures. Many communities have opted out of participating in the annual point-in-time count, but Lubbock will proceed. The decision could sacrifice important data, but it may protect already marginalized communities.
There is no data that is more important than the individuals you're gathering the data on.
Kira Henderson helps plan the annual point-in-time count for the Texas Homeless Network. The event helps compile important information, like mental health history, where the unsheltered currently live, and their race and ethnicity. Even though collecting data is critical to her job, she says the people are her main priority.
We already know that COVID-19 disproportionately affects communities of color. Those folks of color are also overrepresented by a large margin in our homeless population, particularly Black and African American folks.
According to last year's PIT count, over a quarter of Lubbock's homeless are Black. Meanwhile, that demographic makes up only 8% of Lubbock's general population. In terms of COVID-19 cases in the area, this group is overrepresented as well. Here's Director of Public Health, Catherine Wells.
I think Lubbock's very similar to what we've seen nationally, that there is a disproportionate burden or a disease within both the African American and the Hispanic communities.
The need for safety outweighs the data, according to Henderson. Over 50% of communities nationwide have opted to skip this year's unsheltered count. Lubbock will conduct a modified version, using small teams who already work closely with people experiencing homelessness. Open Door is one of the organizations helping with this year's count. Inside its community center, a handful of people sit across from each other on the cement floor. They're watching an alien movie, each confined to a 6-foot square marked with tape. This is where homeless people can go to find shelter for a couple hours out of the day. A man at a table checks people in and takes their temperatures, a protocol that started back in March.
We have, you know, the most detailed records we've ever had of people walking through the doors, but pre-COVID, we weren't doing that.
Chad Wheeler is the chief executive officer for Open Door. His team helps those experiencing homelessness find housing. They provide them lockers for their belongings, give out food and hygiene items, among other services.
Our annual count is going to be very different than it normally is because of COVID. We'll still count people, but there's a good chance that the amount of information that we get from the count is going to be limited.
Folks who are familiar with the area's homeless community will help identify those not living in shelters. Stephen Bergen is with the Lubbock Police Department's homeless outreach team.
My team is really good with knowing where the folks are harder to count or to find, so we speak. And the reason they kind of do in the wintertime is because usually folks will congregate to the shelters and things along those lines, a lot easier to locate them there. And it's harder to kind of camp out whenever it's, you know, 20, 30 degrees outside or even lower, you know, a couple weeks ago. So a lot of what we do is we focus on those harder to find folks and help count those individuals.
Both the sheltered and unsheltered PIT counts will take place nationwide on January 28th. I'm Casey Ellingson in Lubbock.